We started to talk a little bit about Super MHL. MHL being mobile high definition link, I believe. It's more or less HDMI for mobile devices, but they're bringing it home, right?
Well, they're talking about bringing it home. It is something MHL has typically been for portable devices to get content with a small connector form factor out of a smartphone or a tablet into a big system and to charge, another big part of it. But Samsung, who was doing some 8K demos, as I think we mentioned and talked about last week, was looking for a way to get that from the source to the screen. HDMI right now just can't do that. So they worked with some partners, and that's sort of the origin of Super MHL. And I think you've got some of the specs on that. It's pretty impressive, but it's easily a year out, year and a half.
We have a couple of pictures. Here's one of the color space or color gamut that MHL is supposed to be able to transmit, which is called BT2020, very wide color space, which is not currently available in many TVs, if any. But when it is available, MHL apparently will be able to transmit it. Other pictures that we have here include, here are some of the connectors. And one of the nice things about Super MHL is that it's what's called a symmetric connector. So you can plug it in either way. It doesn't have a right way and a wrong way to do it. Sort of
it's
like lightning
agnostic too. It can pretty much go over any cable type as long as the technology is enabled on both ends. And the other thing, too, is they were showing a demonstration at the Super MHL booth of it's capable of transmitting up to 40 watts of power, too. So they claimed at the booth that they were driving that 8K display with just the cable providing power.
I find that really hard to believe.
I did, too.
But I'm sorry.
They did claim but...
That was one huge display, and you're not driving exactly 40 watts.
And I mean, they're talking. The picture we just saw there was of 16 bit or 12 bit anyway. I guess 12 bit color, maybe 16 bit.
And 12 bit, 10 bit, 16 bit.
There it is. Okay, and so
I'm
supposed to be
8 bit, 10 bit, 16 bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Now, if we take a look at the, and you can see the banding. This is by the way a very good example of why you want more bits in your display and in your signal. Notice on the 24-bit, which is 3 times 8 bits, you have all this banding in the sky. And in 30-bit, 10 bits times 3, you have less. And in 48 bits, you have much less still. And that's why we want to have more bits in the signal and in the display, because then we don't have this banding. The other thing that they talked about was high frame rates, 8K up to 120 frames per second. Holy smokes. That's quite amazing to reduce motion blur. Exactly. So we're looking at a few of these slides from their presentation. So, Robert, you got to the MHL booth, and I didn't. That was one that I missed, and I'm sorry that I did.
That was great, actually. And later this year, if not very soon, NHK will be testing 8K broadcasts. So it's not like this is pie in the sky stuff. There will be sources and cases for it. Although for most consumers, we're still getting our feet wet with 4K content and UHD in general. So, and we don't even have a Blu-ray player yet that'll do it, but
right.
I could see a lot changing before the year's out.
And I don't want to be Debbie Downer and throw rain on this because I'm the guy wearing the shirt, but, It's a ways out. And the natural question, which I'm surprised nobody's asked yet from the chat room or elsewhere, is, so does this mean no more HDMI? And I asked, after I went to the Super MHL booth, which was a little further down into the South Hall, I went back to HDMI and found Steve Venuti. And he was pretty straight up about it. And his response was, I don't think you're going to see us be left behind. By the time that there's a real need for this, I mean, as Robert said, we hardly have 4K yet, and 8K is going to have tests, and that's all well and good. But it's not going to be on a practical basis for a while. There are a lot of things that need to fall into place, including the content and the sets, and most importantly, the Silicon Images and Panasonics of the world that makes the chips for this have to bring those to bear. And that's easily a year away. By that time, I just like DTS wasn't going to be left sleeping with Atmos. I don't think HDMI, billions and billions served. They're not going to surrender.
Yeah, point well taken. Point well taken.